In this video recording, I'm going to talk about the win-win method. Conflict resolution is a really important skill because disagreements, controversy, collisions, arguments, they are just inevitable in life. They will happen, especially in sports. They happen all the time. And the better we are dealing with them, the better relationships we will have. One solution for conflict that's very typical and not very recommended is a win-lose situation. So a situation where one person wins and the other one loses. And of course in sports this is very common, and in many situations it's just something we need to accept and we need to learn to deal with. Losing sometimes, winning sometimes. But when we're talking about a conflict of needs, there is a better option. It's not so that always someone has to lose and someone has to win. And a lot of times when the other person wins, they're still not as happy as the little boy in the picture, but they actually might feel selfish or guilty or disrespectful for winning the other, beating the other person. And of course the one who is losing is gonna feel hurt, maybe even want to get back at them, get angry at them, and feel like, okay, my needs don't matter, they are not valued. And this can really cause a major conflict in their relationship and really tear people apart. And especially using power, so if coach says, okay, this is how it's done, it can create problems, major problems between the coach and the team or the athletes. Another very common way to resolve conflicts in sports is a compromise. But unfortunately, compromise is a situation where both parties actually lose because they both have to give up on what they want, give up on their aspirations, and their needs are only partially met. So they only get a little bit of what they wanted, but not all of it. And a lot of times it turns into a trade. So, okay, if I give up on this, then will you give up on that? But in the end, we both end up giving up something, so we both end up losing. And very rarely are people actually happy with the outcome. They accept it, but they are not usually happy with it. And it can really cause bumps in a relationship. So it can really cause trouble, for example, inside a team. If a lot of times things are compromised, so it might seem like we found a solution for this conflict and it didn't turn into a fist fight or something aggressive, but it doesn't mean that everyone would be happy with it. It can still cause problems for the team or for the parties involved. So according to Gordon, the best way to resolve conflict is by using the win-win or no-lose method. And it's the best solution because when the method is used, both parties feel good and both parties' needs are met. In order for us to use the win-win method, there are many social and emotional skills that we need. And many of these we have already practiced during this course. So you're going to need emotion regulation and other emotion related skills. You're going to need I messages, you're going to need active listening and other problem solving skills. So Gordon divides the win-win method to these different steps. So in order for us to use the win-win method, we have to agree that we want to cooperate and we want to use the method. So we will put an effort, both parties will put an effort to try to find a common solution. And then the second step is to define what the problem is and what are the needs of both parties. third step is to generate solutions for the problem, so do some brainstorming. The fourth step is to evaluate the suggested solutions. And the fifth step is to choose, so decide on the solution that both parties can accept. Then we go ahead and implement the solution, and the final step is to evaluate if the solution actually worked. Next, I will explain these steps more in detail. First, decide to cooperate and to find a solution to the problem together. And only the people who are involved should take part of this win-win method. This is probably the most important part of the win-win method. So you need to clearly identify what the problem is. So what is the problem that conflicts with my needs and your needs? And after that, you need to identify the needs of each party. So what is the need that I have? Not just what the problem is, but what do I need? What do you need? And it's good to express these needs using I messages. And also sometimes it might be difficult to identify what is it, what is the actual need. So then you should use active listening to help the other party to identify their needs and clarify the goals of this process. But it's important to note that a need is not the same thing as a solution. So identify the needs. Then we get to the most fun part of the win-win method, generating solutions, so brainstorming. At this point, it's really important that there is no judgment. So any ideas are acceptable, no matter how crazy, wild they might sound. But if we don't think outside the box, if we stay very conservative at this point and very judgmental, we evaluate already at this point the solutions, then we might lose many good possible solutions. So it's important to be very open-minded and just throw around ideas. At this stage, it's time to get back to the reality, away from all these crazy ideas that we had, and go through the solutions that were created, scratch off the ones that are really not possible within the resources that we have, and then think about which ones are the ones that actually should be given further consideration, and then really take into those the list of solutions that meets both sides' needs and are acceptable by both sides into consideration, and then try to find the solution from those. So then now when you have a list of solutions that are mutually acceptable, it's time to decide which one from the list are we going to actually go ahead and implement. So at this point, you need again maybe some I messages to kind of express which one do you think is the best solution. But still, this should be a solution that fulfills both needs and is accepted by both parties. Then it's time to move to the implementation. So it's important to plan. How do we implement this? Who is doing what and when and where? And how do we gonna actually act out the solution that we chose? And then finally, when the solution was implemented, was the problem solved? How did the solution work? Were the needs of the both parties met? Should we try a maybe different solution, or was it the best? Did we choose well? And if the solution didn't work out, if the problem weren't solved or new problems arose or something, then it's good to remember that the fault most likely lies in the solution, not in the people involved. So it's important to go back to defining needs. Maybe there's been change in needs, or maybe some need was not recognized, and we need to go back to defining needs to find a solution that actually fulfills both parties' needs. So this is the win-win method that we are going to practice in our next meeting.